I don't know what the dictionary would say about pronunciation of it, but most everybody I hear use it, and who uses it says SLU.
SLU.
But that may be just Illinois. I don't know. I've never been.
What I think of as a SLU is a sort of a narrow part of the river, you know, say between the mainland and an island, where you don't have a very deep current, or very deep water, I mean, and not much current.
That's why I'm doing this, finding out. Maybe I can put my finger on it when I'm done. A small stream that would go through a farm would be just a little
crick? How do you spell crick now?
You say it the same way I say it. I once got taken off on a speech final in college because my teacher told me I said crick instead of creek. Everybody says crick.
You spell it C-R-E-E-K.
Of course, there's a little relationship in spelling and pronunciation anymore. Language is getting farther and farther.
Well, I'm sure that that creak would sound a little stilted to me.
That's what a wheel does. Or a door.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's C-R-E-A-K, isn't it?
Yeah. That pronunciation always does. No, the creak. I've heard creak. Some farmers are using it. I'm trying to think whether it's in the northern part or the southern. I can't recall. But most of them are saying creek around here, as they do in rural Ohio, the creek. Could you name some of the streams around here for me?
Mississippi. Rock River. Wapsie.
Was that one again?
Wapsie. That's a little one over in Iowa.
Is that a Wapsie what? Wapsie.
It's the Wapsie River.
River.
Gets very low in the summer, but for this time of year they really have to think of the Wapsie. I think the one that Iowa City is called the Iowa River, isn't it?
Do you have any creeks, or cricks rather?
No creek.
Do they have anything that they call a gutter or a ditch?
Well, I've used the word ditch and gutter, yes, but I would think of that as just a very small thing along a street.
Yeah. Ditches, much like creeks. Of course, these would be farm people. How about
irrigation ditch?
I think on my way in on 92 out here, I crossed was there a canal out there? Someplace? It was very straight.
Well, there is a canal. There's the canal right out here, the Hennepin Canal.
You don't talk about a stream. There's no.
Yes.
Stream in general term for all these?
Well, no, I think I'd apply a stream more to a river.
Same size or smaller or larger?
Different, I think.
Okay. High point of land would be a what? What designations of high point of land do you have around here?
Hill. Mound. Although I think of a mound as being a specialized sort of place like Indian mounds.
Say go up to given directions, go up this road, you come to the mound.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say you come to the top of the hill or something like that. You come to the hill.
You have any bluffs?
Yes. I think bluffs, especially along the river bluffs.
And you don't have any the very highest ones?
No.
The place where the boats would stop and they'd unload the freight, they tie the boat up to the
boat landing.
Might also be called a war. How about the different kinds of roads by their construction, the type of things they're made out of? You might say, take the so-and-so road.
Blacktop, gravel, hard road.
Do you have a name for a road that goes way back into the wilderness? Not a main road, it's a... Call it a byway?
Well, I would call that a poetic term. Yes, the highways and the byways.
It's in a hymn. Highways and the byways of life. How about lane or?
Lane.
Back road?
Back road, I've heard both of those terms. Lane, I would think of as almost not wide enough for a car. I'd walk along a lane.
Back road. Might be a poorly graveled single lane.
Yeah,
back road.
It seemed to go almost nowhere.
You wouldn't say neighborhood road, no?
No, not particularly.
Okay. How about one? You mentioned blacktop and gravel. Do you have any others around
here? Paved streets.
Or it's made out of
asphalt.
Or I thought you started to say
cement.
Would you say a cement road?
Well, if I thought it was cement, I would. I think
the turnpikes.